Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Duke Tomato's Porta Potty, an 800-pound shark, and stupid world records. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
A tradition unlike any other.
Oh, God.
The Masturbators. This weekend on CBS.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
A little bit of Duke on the radio for you. That sounds good, James. Thank you very much as we get ready to rock. Yes, that's right. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Hear that music? That feel great? That's right. We got live music today here in the Bob and Tom Show. It's a special edition of the show, June 18th, 2020. The semi-coronavirus continues, but we don't care. We have our house band outside.
They have to love that.
So can we call them the outhouse band?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. That great keyboard sound comes from Mr. James Hill.
There they are.
Look
oh,
at
no,
that.
We got him on camera now. Oh, that's great.
My.
Maybe we should move those cars in back of them.
No, it looks like a used car lot. I love it.
Those cars here in the background.
Keeping the throngs of fans.
Drag it, push it, or pull it, and we'll take any trade.
On the base, wearing T-shades, it's Bill Ritter. T-shades, of course, made famous by the Byrds' Roger McGuinn. The implication being, of course, that he's high on the T.
These poor bastards. Who made them do this?
Oh, I can tell you.
I think he's wearing a Columbia hat right now.
Yeah.
I got a couple guesses.
This looks like one of those movies where the band has one chance to make their big break, but they have to show up outside the record executive company and there's on security camera. Jeez, who's that sound? Look at the security cameras.
Johnson, you get those ne'er-do-wells out of here.
Or, my God, that sound. I love it.
Yeah.
We'll play it all day.
On the drums, it's Joe Maddox. On the guitar and vocals, of course, it's the legend, Duke Tomato. Do yourself a favor, get some Duke Tomato music in your soul. And as it happens, due to certain coronavirus-related restrictions, the fellas, along with everybody else, not allowed in the building, so we've made special arrangements. I could listen to this all day. Thank you so much, Duke. Now, Duke, in all truth, in order to get this done, I also had to rent a porta potty.
My God, are you serious?
No,
yes.
But
why can't they come into the building and go to the
there
bathroom?
There are legal insurance restrictions or something, so we had to rent a porta potty. I'm not joking.
Well, what I wanted, though, was a toilet sitting out on the asphalt, and Tom wouldn't go for that because he's so prissy, Tom.
Well, I think that there might be a potential lawsuit if there was just a raw toilet sitting in the parking lot. Well, not to mention if anybody had a serious nature call.
Wouldn't that be? Wouldn't that really add to the whole ridiculousness of the situation? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, you know,
I think the porta potty is ridiculous enough.
Yeah, they're guys; they can go right behind that Jeep, right?
By a tree.
That doesn't work with
they
the law.
They can come in and use the crapper.
Thank you, Josh.
No problem with
they
that.
Can't.
God, yes, they can.
They're not allowed in the building. They're musicians. Are you kidding me?
They're working here.
You know,
like that sounds like some kind of professional insult there, Tom.
Sorry. You know,
to us as a class of people.
We have neighbors. You know that, right?
Yeah. So what?
Well, they're
too loud, you're too old, right?
No, we were here first. Hey, you build a house next to a radio station, you get what you get.
Okay.
It's like these people that complain about, I can't believe the noise of these airplanes.
All right.
The airfield's been here since 1927, ma'am. You built a house here. Shut up.
Okay.
Drives me crazy. This happens. No, we were here way before any of these houses.
So you seriously got a porta potty who won't let them come in the building and go to the bathroom?
It's not me. It's the man. You're the man.
No, you're the man.
No, it's
the man.
It's the man. It's the man in New York City. I'm not kidding.
Right. We know you're not.
I am not joking. We had to get a porta potty for the band.
Duke, you guys could have said no. You could have said
yeah,
no.
I had
we're
a really good article yesterday about saying no.
We got a porta potty, baby. Because we can't poop on the ground. Yeah. We listen to Tom. Our lives are spiraling down.
Feel it, baby.
That's enough of it.
Now, theoretically, you could go pee by the dumpster. And
yes.
Which I have done, I might add.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. In fact, I peed a couple days ago on the ramp, over the ramp here.
Good job.
Here at the station.
You are so
there's nobody
First of all,
here.
Why are you back there?
There's nobody here. Pardon me?
What a great idea.
What are you doing back there?
I was just checking something out. I realized
ramp.
I had to pee. For
or are you
there.
Saying you flopped it over the railing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, boy, those weeds are prickly. And deep, too. Yeah.
No pun intended.
They seriously wanted me to get a porta potty. This is
God.
But there is one back there. I don't know if anybody's going to use it.
I used it already.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, there you go. See? And you were
in it's it. One of those where they have like little wash stand outside of it so you can wash your hands. It feels so wonderful.
Nice.
Good.
Tom, you are so considerate, considering what a jerk
it feels
you
like
are.
You're playing a festival without all the fun and money.
Well, you know, the real trick
No, you forgot. Without all the crowd, the fun, and the money, and the starting right after the sun goes down.
And the merch.
The real trick is with festivals is that like a lot of times they'll put the stages up downwind from the portalette section.
Isn't
and then
nice
you're like, oh, my Lord, God, the sun's been beating on them all day long. And everybody's,
oh, see, now you can, they've adjusted the camera. You can see the portalette. It's behind the Toyota.
It's behind Joe's car, too, right?
How about that?
My God, how funny is that?
It's real.
The toilet would have been funnier, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I know, but it wouldn't have been legal. I have lawyers to deal
with. Well, then,
if
you had to use it, it was just the optical, the visual thing of seeing a toilet. Oh, look,
pardon?
Grace is sneaking around. She's leaving.
What's Grace doing?
She's taking
she's
stuff.
Pissed off and leaving. Oh, yeah.
She brought the boys coffee and everything.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is quite
of course,
a thing.
I guess our coffee was forgotten.
We didn't get coffee.
It was unavailable.
Really?
No.
It was unavailable from the background.
I saw Jessica Alderman
carrying
coffee.
That was a real worth my coffee.
Oh, I thought maybe the coffee place isn't open yet. In any event, welcome to the Bob and Tom program.
No, the coffee place is never open this time of morning.
Yeah, why would they be open in the morning? No one needs it then.
Coffee's not a morning drink. Use your brain.
They open up at 5 in the afternoon.
I like my coffee, 10:30.
I saw coffee in the other room.
I saw coffee being carried in.
Yeah, me too.
What the hell's going on today?
I guess it's for the roadies. I don't know. I'm sorry. Once again, Duke Tomato and the Power Trio, the house band today.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now, since you're outside, can we call you the outhouse band?
You do whatever you want.
Does this all count as the intro to this break?
the
You know, one time we did the show and never got to sports or news.
Yeah.
Just did nothing but intro.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's one of your dreams. You want to do it every day.
Okay. But right now we are going to switch gears. Chick McGee at the sports desk.
At this year's U.S. Open in New York, Flushing, electronic line calling will be used instead of line judges at all courts except the two largest arenas. Single qualifying, mixed doubles, junior, and wheelchair competition have been eliminated entirely. There's also three ball people instead of six at courts other than...
I'll tell you what.
Well, yeah.
I knew a guy that was...
He was a three-ball person?
Three-ball guy. Wow. That is a weird...
Three-ball Johnny?
That is a weird ailment.
Well, now we got the camera looking at the three-ball people. It's just like two dudes in the bleachers.
Check that out.
Yeah, they have a little group.
Six
get together, talk about it.
A New England...
Women freak. You have to tell them in advance.
Yes.
You don't want to freak out. Yeah.
Do tennis purists, are they against this electronic line thing, much like a... electronic umpires in baseball?
Yeah, they have to be.
I do not know, but why? I would think so.
Because it takes away the human element of the call.
In other words, it's accurate.
It's like people that don't want instant replay.
Right.
Well, you want to put a chip in the football so it knows when it's over the goal line.
Yep.
And yeah.
I don't think that's...
I remember back in the day in auto racing, there were people objecting to the fact that, well, we could put a chip in the cars and we'll know who's where. Are you kidding? There are famous races that were won by people that were actually a lap behind.
That's a human element.
No, that's stupid. If you're spending $10 million on your race team, you think you want the accuracy.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
A New England brewery has released a beer called Traitorade.
Traitorade.
Oh, I saw it. A beer makes fun of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Ugh.
The Rhode Island-based Smug Brewing announced the Imperial Fruit Sour last Tuesday.
Isn't calling a... calling one of these little brewing outfits smug, redundant.
Yeah.
The company
said...
Does
it taste like sour grapes?
Yeah. Wicked smart in Boston. We love our two former Patriot players, but we have a unique beer for you. It's an Imperial Fruit Sour. Is this a salad or a beer? With Florida key limes and a dash of sea salt, the beer reminds me, this guy says, of getting old and having to retire in Florida. Like Tom Brady, Brian.
They should have done a beer a couple years ago. What's this one called?
Traitorade.
Yeah, they should have done Deflatorade.
Oh, yeah. They could have.
You're not going to let that go.
I'm not going to let go. Okay? It was cheating.
According to Smug Brewery, Traitorade, a tongue-in-cheek jab at the former Patriots players who now play for the Buccaneers. Where are your Buccaneers hats? Under my Buccaneers. Contains 7%. Ooh, 7% ABV. All right.
And now you're in?
I'm in now. The right amount of sour and just a little bit of salt. It appears that the... You put salt in your beer, Tom.
I don't.
No.
You do?
Oh, yeah. You got to salt your beer.
Why?
Okay, I don't. But
you put salt in your chocolate milk?
No. Why?
Apparently, it is delicious. I've never done it. People swear by it.
That's
and salt on watermelon.
That sea salt ice cream is
caramel sea salt.
That's unbelievably
good.
You
put salt on your toast in the morning?
No.
The peanut butter and jelly ice cream you bought in for Josh. The peanut butter on it is slightly salted, and it's the best ice cream combo.
Willie, that ice cream is in the freezer.
We could
break that out.
Yeah, I'm trying not to open it here. Because I don't want to share with any of you.
I knew that,
Christy.
Can I make a prediction?
I was so close to getting into that yesterday, Josh. You have no idea.
Can I make a prediction?
Go.
What were the two things that Tom Brady trademarked when he moved to Tampa?
Tampa Bay and Tampa Brady.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing if this liquor thing, you think I'm jumping the gun when I say there's going to be Tom Brandy? That'll be next.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yes. Tom Brandy.
No one drinks brandy.
Yeah, no one drinks.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
Pretentious for the ultra rich.
Well,
Tom Brady.
About this story is no one goes to watch a game at Gillette Stadium is like, you know what? I'm going to get a beer. Where's that Imperial Stout with the strawberry? You're going to drink a Bud Light or whatever they have. You're not going to drink.
Well, yeah, this is for. Right.
Don't you see Tom at home in front of the fireplace, even on the hottest July day?
And snifter in hand.
Smoking jacket and a cigarette holder. Yes, Willie, you may approach me. Yes. So what have you been up to, lad?
Totally look unrealistic. At me, boy. Not true.
As John Barrymore once told my father.
Yeah, he doesn't have a cigarette holder. It's untrue.
Does Romeo sleep with Juliet? Well, he did in our production in Chicago.
How droll.
Yes.
It was a small repertory troupe. Peter O'Toole and I were sitting around one day.
Juliet had giant hammers.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy ass.
Distracting.
Okay.
A 13-year-old boy in Texas caught an 800-pound tiger shark.
Whoa.
Micah Harless of Weatherford was on a 36-hour fishing trip with his dad. He reeled in the 800-pound shark.
Wow.
Official measurements indicate the 11.5-foot-long shark weighed in at 844 pounds.
This Whoa. Is insane.
Harless said he intends to keep some of the shark meat for his family and donate the rest.
Aw.
Going to make a pair of shoes out of it.
We'll suck at Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
What was his blue marlin was what? 400-something.
Something.
Yeah. Michael's been recognized enough. He doesn't have to. Yeah.
What kind of test line do you need to haul in a 800-pound shark?
I don't understand.
I'd go with 805.
Yeah, I'd go with 900 just to be safe.
You know, I want to go with the half-ton. Half-ton fishing.
Man, that's wild.
Oh, and look what we have here.
Stupid.
Oh, wow. Here we go. A man in Maine.
Falls mainly.
He set the Guinness World Record for having the most functional gadgets in a cosplay suit.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Inspector Gadget?
Yeah. Can you tell me where Steve King lives?
Oh, yeah.
He's right up there.
Over there on the corner of Macabre and Grizzly.
Keith Dinsmore of Portland created a Batman costume with 30 distinctive functional mechanisms. Dinsmore sought to make sure the mechanisms were as authentic to Batman as possible, with elements that include bat-shaped throwing stars, a tracking device, a mini grappling hook, and a butane torch.
Wow.
He made it so authentic, he actually killed his parents.
That's a little dark.
Yeah. Interesting that
Josh
Willie,
liked it.
That's interesting Willie would come up with that.
Yeah, Willie likes patricide jokes.
Yeah, the Batman origin story, Christy, and the Batman origin story, Bruce Wayne sees his parents killed, you see.
Yeah, that's I know. I saw the movie, yeah.
It's comparable to the Oedipal struggle that we all know about.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Shakespeare tackled
the origin story.
I've got the list of stuff in here.
All right.
Oh, I thought I was just going to do a couple. go ahead, then.
He's got handcuffs, a laser pointer, a road flare. How does Batman need a road flare?
Well, you know, and the Batmobile breaks down.
Triple A pulls up, puts the Batmobile on the hook.
Remember, there's a song about it. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Batmobile broke down.
Robin laid an egg. Batmobile broke his wheel.
He's got a fingerprint kit, a compass, the bat signal, binoculars, a mini grappling hook, a butane torch.
God.
Butane torch? Yeah.
Before anybody else does it, I'd like to nominate this as worst sportscast ever. Oh. Can we do that?
No. I think we're doing that right.
It's already all over Twitter.
And butane torch is important. We all remember the issue of Batman where he made creme brulee.
Yes. Or maybe uses it for fireworks like Tom did. Oh,
you can use it to smoke hash oil with. There's a stoner element to it.
Yeah, hash oil.
Boy, Cheech weighs in.
whatever, dope head.
You have a master's, Willie. Come on.
This guy has the Guinness World Record for the most gadgets in a cosplay suit of Batman. Read the last line where it says about him and his wife.
Oh.
Dinsmore, as well as his wife Molly, are such avid fans of the Caped Crusader, they even incorporated the superhero Batman in their wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. What a cool wedding.
Doesn't say how great. Or why.
Honeymooned in his parents' basement.
Yeah.
This list is not that impressive, number one, and pretty much every woman has about that much stuff in her purse. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, how about those dames, huh, with all that stuff in their purse? Huh? Yeah.
It's just sad when your bat cave is your parents' basement.
Hey.
All right, well.
What would you guys do if women didn't carry purses? You've never said, hey, can you carry this for me?
Yeah, I wouldn't have
I wasn't being critical.
I wouldn't have bifocals wherever I go.
Thanks.
Yeah. But if I saw a guy with a bat utility belt walking around the mall, I'd keep my distance.
Yes.
He says this. In 2 months, if we found some sort of utility belt or sash, he would wear it every day.
Oh, yeah.
I told you yesterday I want to get one of those harmonica belts.
There we go.
Yeah.
And put the remote controls for all the TV.
Oh, gosh.
I like it.
You know, a belt doesn't go around your neck. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like a
sash.
Ammo belt. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
World record coming up.
Let's check in with Duke Tomato and the Power Trio, our house band, outside right now. Hey, Duke, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Can you give me a little... Duke seems to be... What's the word I'm looking for?
You know
for?
What it's, you know testy. What Duke sounds like? It sounds like he had to get up early to play in a parking lot next to a Johnny on the spot. That's what it sounds like to me.
I would inhale outdoors.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
hell? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.